the sidelines. Here comes pressure up the middle, and down he goes! Paul Kwakwo with the big-time sack!
Husky fans getting in there. I see Nelson Winkie standing there firing up the crowd.
Fourth down and goal to go.
Spore, handoff, Blazioli, no, sir! You shall not pass as the big arm of Paul Kwakwo pumps forward. Defense sticks at the two-yard line.
Both of his big arms are in the studio here today, Paul Kwakwo. The Michigan Tech football team joins us. I think this is the first time you're in here, right, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Well, nice to have you. From Iron Mountain and senior for the Husky football team. He is devastating out there on defense. And I tell you what a great season so far. What a tremendous career you are still having, Paul. And here we are, homecoming weekend. Huskies are undefeated. And you and I were talking a little bit earlier. Win's a win. Man, we've got some great wins this season. Not by many points, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. We take a lot of pride in finishing every ball game, and we've definitely been playing very well in the fourth quarter to finish the game. I guess it all comes down to trusting the guys and basically never giving up in the fourth quarter.
Well, it seems like all of your three wins this season that you've won by that small margin, it's been the defense that's been on the field trying to stop the other team, not necessarily the offense going for the points, and that you guys had to come out and kind of preserve that small lead, and you've done it all three times so far this season.
Yeah, we take pride on defensively. Definitely getting off the field as fast as we can on third downs, and a lot of our game plan is to stop the run on first and second down and force them into long third and down situations where they need to throw the ball around.
Let's go back to the Northern Michigan win, which is still buzzing around the community here. Let's go back to the last play and what was going through your mind when they were about to try to that field goal.
It's kind of a little bit of a deja vu, per se, if you want to look at last year's game where we were in that same situation, but we had the opportunity to get a timeout, and we kind of talked over what we were going to do as far as a block, and actually one of the guys in the huddle said, after we block it, make sure we cover the ball, because we don't want to lose on a blocked field goal that they pick up and bring back for a touchdown, so...
That's one of the things that people don't realize about that play is not only did we block it, two guys got a hand on it, but then I think it was Derek Single that made the tackle. He followed the ball, made the tackle on the Northern Michigan offensive lineman and ended the game. And, as soon as the ball got blocked, everybody's assuming that it's a win. Guys are rushing the field, and it was just kind of it's a good play, obviously, to make that play.
Yeah, definitely. We actually had went over that in practice this past week. Every week we play a game and some kind of situation comes up where Curly wants to put us in that situation and see how we react, and basically just to give us more knowledge on what to do if that was to happen. So,
well, the game lends it to itself to confusion, I think, because even if you play the game your whole life like you have, there are so many different rules in at the different levels of football that, what we saw last night in the Lion game, where the batting rule, and I wasn't totally familiar with exactly what the situation was there, and obviously the refs messed it up, and it's just a game that you always have to be thinking, don't you?
Yeah, definitely, and like you said, there's those types of situations always happen in a football game, and you don't know when it's going to happen or what's going to happen, but just the way you react, and basically, like you said, finishing the play to the whistle blows, making sure the play is dead.
Paul Kwakwo is with us from the Michigan Tech football team. Paul, take us through how you became a Michigan Tech Husky, the recruiting process, and a little bit about your family and growing up in Iron Mountain.
Well, my initial plan when I was in high school was I wanted to go to U of M just to go to school. I'd got accepted, and then all of a sudden I started getting approached by coaches, the main two, Northern Michigan and Michigan Tech. I had went on my visit to Northern, got a good offer from them, but then as soon as I had met Coach Curley, I knew that's where my fit was. And also, I have a lot of family, and my dad's from the area, so it was a perfect fit for me.
How about you were a multi-sport athlete in high school? Talk about some other stuff that you did.
Well, every fall I played football, obviously. During the winter, I was on the ice rink playing hockey for Kingsford. Then when the spring rolled around, I played high school tennis and also played Legion baseball as well.
I bet you there's not many people know that you played tennis.
No, not really. It's pretty surprising, actually. I have a buddy, Javier Oliveros.
Yeah,
from the tennis team. So we always joke around that we're going to get out and hit the sticks once in a while. I'll make sure he takes it easy on me, though.
Now, obviously, you've put on a little weight since you've come to Michigan Tech. What did you weigh in at high school as a senior?
My senior year when I was playing, I was about 205 pounds, and when I came in, I was about 210. After a pretty long fall semester.
You're getting close to 250, aren't you?
Yep, I'm at 250 right now. So after a long fall semester, my first year, dorm food and weightlifting, that weight came on pretty fast.
So it was more than the freshman 15 then.
No, almost 50.
so you were skating around the ice at 200 pounds ish, you know. So it wasn't as quite as frightening as it would be now to see Paul coming at you on a pair of skates. I have a feeling that I wouldn't want to be on a sheet of ice with Paul right now. How about education? Obviously, that's important to you. You've already got your degree, exercise science, and talk about what you're up to now.
So yeah, like you said, I finished my exercise science degree this summer. Then I just got accepted into the Master's of Business Administration this fall, and so I'm working on that right now, taking 12 credits. It's a little change of pace.
Right. Well, a little bit different, obviously, in grad school, and things are a little bit different, but, getting your MBA, and then what? What's the plan after that?
I'm not really sure. I should finish in the summer, this coming summer at the end, and then, I guess then you start job searching.
How about homecoming game coming up? Northwood coming in. You're 4-0. It's a team that's, you know, they've beaten Northern. They've beaten some teams, and they're going to be a little bit more of a challenge probably than we've seen so far. What do you know about the Timberwolves?
Well, I think that Northwood had some of their offensive scheme fits very perfect to our defensive strength as a unit. They're an option team, and our defense really takes pride in holding yourself accountable and doing your responsibility, and I think that's what separates us from a lot of teams in the league.
Well, it's going to be a great game. There's so much going on around it, with the tailgate, VIP tailgate party, and then the other free tailgate party that's going on too. And I know you guys get pretty excited when you're coming up that hill, and Coach Curley always talks about what it looks like and what it smells like when you see all the people there eating and drinking and getting ready for you guys to come on the field.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, it's homecoming game. There's going to be tons of people there. I've already got phone calls and heard from a lot of people asking for tickets and wondering if just basically you expect to see a lot of the alumni there as well. And like you said, every time we play a homecoming game, the hill is pretty filled.
You've been involved in sports a long time. What's your favorite memory in sports as an athlete? Is it, beating Northern on the last play of the game, or is it, something in high school, or, what was it?
I guess it could kind of be a combination of beating Northern on the last play of the game, because it's happened a few times. I guess basically, like you said, all those games that you win in the last second where you never give up and you end up winning on the last play, those games, you just never forget that.
We've had it a lot, 9-2 in our last 11 games decided by a touchdown. It's pretty incredible that you guys have been able to finish as well as you have. And looking forward to the final six games here. It's hard to believe we're 4 weeks in to our 10-game schedule, and you're down to your final six games of your senior season in the regular season, hopefully more after that. And you're certainly in position right now to take that next step and hopefully keep it rolling.
Yeah, that would be an awesome opportunity. But like you said, we want to finish this season off strong. We got a lot of tough ball games ahead of us, right. And it feels nice to be 4-0 right now, but we just look at it every week as trying to be 1-0 at the end of every week.
Sounds good. Sounds like a coach to me. All right, Paul, hey, we can't thank you enough for coming on in. We'll let you go. I know you got to get to work, and good luck this weekend. It's going to be a great game.
All right, thank you very much.
Paul Kwapala, Michigan Tech football player, senior here on Mix 93. We've got more coming up. Matt Jennings all set to go as we talk about volleyball at home this weekend right after these. The night is-